Pharmacists are ultimately responsible for signing off on all medication orders, whether they personally fill them or a trained pharmacy technician fills them under their supervision. Currently, pharmacies can petition the State Board of Pharmacy to have each pharmacist supervise up to 3 technicians, but the bill would allow up to 6 techs per pharmacist without board approval. And Mike McEwen, a former CEO of the Florida Society of Health System Pharmacists, says that increase could hurt patients. He says at Board of Pharmacy meetings every month, he watches pharmacists being disciplined for medication errors.
The pharmacist didn't go to work that day, said, "I think I'll commit an error." But because of distractions, because of the work process, because of the volume of that store, because of other issues, medication errors are resulting. And that's under a 3-to-1. I'll let you decide whether it'd be safer under a 6-to-1.
The bill has the support of the Florida Retail Federation, which represents several pharmacy chains, including Walgreens, CVS, and Publix. If pharmacies hire more low-paid techs, their profits could rise because they could sell more medicine. But Shannon Wiedekind, representing Walgreens, says the chain disagrees that allowing more techs per pharmacist puts patients at risk. He says Walgreens operates in several states without any mandated ratios.
We asked our national director of quality assurance to compare quality between states that currently have unlimited ratios, 6-to-1 ratios, or 3-to-1 ratios. And Walgreens has not found any difference in quality across any of these states.
McEwen says he supports the idea of giving corporations some flexibility, but only with more oversight. He says his biggest problem with the bill is the Board of Pharmacy, the agency tasked with protecting the public, would not have a say until the pharmacy tech ratio goes higher than 6. But Representative Joe Gibbons, a Broward County Democrat who voted for the bill in its last committee, says the bill can't force pharmacists to do anything.
If a pharmacist crumbles under pressure from a corporation, maybe they need to go to work somewhere else. Because when I sign my name, I'm saying, regardless of pressure, regardless of profit margin, regardless of them, whether it's 1 or 6, I'm saying that this is right.
But McEwen says pharmacists don't have much of a choice in a market heavily dominated by big chains. Staffing decisions are often made at a level far above the individual pharmacist's head.
So the actual decision by any pharmacist under any circumstances, he has 2 choices. Take it or leave it. The only leave it is that he would more than likely be moving to another chain who would be in a same or similar corporate posture.
One member who voted against the bill on the House floor, Broward County Democrat Elaine Schwartz, said she couldn't support the increased ratio without requiring techs to have more training. McEwen says that's something hospital pharmacists have wanted for years. But bill sponsor Travis Hudson, a Republican from Flagler County, says there's no scientific evidence the increase will result in more mistakes. The bill passed 101-16. The Senate version is still in committees. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.